Hello. Long time no listen? Oof. My name is Jeffrey Kelly, the current culture editor for The Crimson White, and formerly one of your co-hosts for the premier, iconic, legendary podcast, Cultured. And we are back for what I like to call Cultured Summer Sessions. But sadly, I am not joined with my co-host, Leah Goggins. She has moved on to bigger, better, adultier things. But I am joined with the iconic, immaculate, other I word, Annabelle Blomley.
Hello.
Did I say Blomley right?
Yeah, Blomley.
I'm an English major, if you didn't know. My literary skills, unmatched.
Yeah. No, I've heard all of the variations of my last name.
Like what? Bloomley?
Bloomley a lot. Which I don't get because there's not two O's.
Yeah, and you're not a flower girl.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Wait, no. But listeners, her outfit is floral.
I am wearing a floral dress.
Iconic. Well, now you've met Annabelle, our assistant culture editor. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm the assistant culture editor, mm-hmm. as you just said.
Yeah.
I am an anthropology PR double major.
Quirky.
Yeah, that's a weird combo, but I'm making it work.
Mm.
I've been on the Crimson White since freshman year, working my way up the ladder.
I love that. This Zoom is so fun.
I'm coming for Jeffrey's position next.
Truly.
Give me a year.
Well, hi. Hello. We're here. This is your first episode, and this is Cultured Summer Sessions. A little bit different from what Cultured usually is, where we just talk about random things. Mm-hmm. Well, not random things, but like everything pop culture. With this series, we're going to focus in each episode on one theme. And you know what this week's theme is?
Music.
Music.
It's everyone's favorite.
Right. And you know what time it is? Summertime. What were you going to say, Queen?
I was going to say music time. I don't know.
Yeah, music time. It is music time. Music, summertime. Now, tell me about your summer. What's happening here? Are you feeling summer?
No. It's the end of June.
Okay.
So school's like about to start, which like destroys me inside.
Hateful. Don't think about school. We don't want to.
It's so rough. I've had my first internship this summer, so I'm really feeling drained, overworked, but like an adult. So.
It's so sad.
Yeah, it is so sad.
Truly, I don't know what happened, but I'm hating this summer. I'm not living for her heat, it's all ugly.
No, I agree. Especially like at my internship, I have to like dress up.
Mm.
And I'm like, I don't know how to not wear just the same pair of shorts over and over again. And I'm not allowed to wear shorts, so.
Sour.
It hurts. Yeah. Every day is a struggle.
You know, you want to know why I think the summer's so bad?
Why?
Music. There's nothing going on right now, currently.
Nothing.
What am I supposed to be living for?
Who
am I
Olivia supposed to Rodrigo, for? Maybe?
Please don't. You know how I feel about Olivia Rodrigo. I can't. And that's not something I jam to during the summer. I need my summer hit. What is the song of this summer?
I mean, people are trying. It's just not working.
Clear your mind for me, Annabelle.
Okay.
And I want you on three to tell me what is your song of the summer.
My song of the summer? Yes. Or what I think the song of the summer
usually could when be. You think of song of the summer, what comes to your brain? One, two, three.
The most iconic song of the summer, mm-hmm. I feel, was like Call Me Maybe a couple of years ago.
Interesting.
This summer,
mm-hmm.
I literally cannot name. Maybe Thought. I don't know.
True. That is my song of the
because
summer.
Because that's the only one I can think of that's like slightly summery.
Yeah.
But it's not getting the...
There's just something missing.
Yeah.
Because Megan always going to come with a hit track.
Exactly.
But, like, what makes this hit track summer? What makes her the summer?
It came out in the summer.
Yeah, she was just like a June track. She had a June birth, so she is a summer child, you know?
You could tell they wanted her to be
the song of the summer.
The song of the summer. And then it just didn't get the traction it needed.
Yeah. Sour.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to know what my all-time favorite song of the summer is?
Yeah.
Cool for the Summer by Demetra Lovato. And why did you roll your eyes?
It's not their full name.
Yes. We love Demetra. Shout out to you.
Is that actually their full name?
I'm pretty sure. Hold on. I'm so sorry, Demetra.
2 seconds later.
Demetra Devon Lovato. I'm a stan.
I love that alliteration.
Right? So cute.
It is cute.
That's how you know she was meant for me, because I love an alliteration.
Literally.
But yeah, Cool for the Summer. And you rolled your eyes.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Demetra fan.
Interesting. Why not?
I don't know. It just, her stuff kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Not rubs you the wrong way.
It rubs me the wrong way. It just, it to me, is a bit try hard. On her part, their part, I think they go by they, them now.
Yeah.
But on their part, it's a bit try hard. On their producer's part, it's a bit try hard.
But Cool for the Summer, did that not?
It was fine.
Don't tell your mother. Kiss one another. Die for each other.
It encompasses the values I hold during the summer.
Your summer values.
But I just, the music itself, I'm just like, ooh, that's a lot. It's a lot.
I stan.
Okay.
For Cool for the Summer.
Okay.
I'm hearing the track, everything is running through my veins right now, and I feel ready to get out in the summer.
Okay. I can't.
This is a lot. I've been hearing a lot of Demetra slander the past months, and
she's gotten in hot water.
Maybe they should be quiet sometimes, but other than that, them tracks hit.
They slandered that bakery.
Okay, they need to pick their battles, but other than that, Cool for the Summer.
That's how the song feels to me. Mm-hmm. They need to pick what's happening, because it's
okay.
It's not. It's just, I don't want to say too much, because I don't believe things can be too much. But this song is like the one thing that is too much. I can't.
Everything else can be too much, but Demi, calm down.
Literally.
Annabelle, I want to know more about your taste then. What are we feeling when it comes to music?
What do you mean? What am I feeling?
Like, what is your music taste? Like, if you were vibing right now, what would you be vibing to? Oh my gosh, now I said vibe. Who am I?
Yeah, it's too much. I'm kidding. I mean, I'm going to be the first to admit and say that I don't have very good music taste. And I don't listen to music that much.
Wait.
Like, I listen to it in the car, like, on my commute. But, like, other than that, it's I don't.
Annabelle once dragged me for not having TikTok and said, oh, and you're supposed to be on culture. And now we hear that Annabelle Blumley only listens to music in the commute, in the car.
I have a lengthy commute. It's like 25 minutes here, 25 back. That is 50. Oh my god. Now my friends decide to try to talk to me.
Very interesting.
But my music taste, the moment it got messed up, was when, as a child, my father forced me to listen to his music.
Yeah. Take us on a journey.
A journey?
Yeah.
I mean, he is just a 40-something white man.
Okay.
Who grew up in the 80s.
Okay, I feel like there's something there that could be good.
I mean, he likes a bunch of stuff. But now my sister likes all that stuff kind of too. And I like the stuff too, but it's not what a girl like me is supposed to listen to.
So during the summer, a girl like you would be listening to?
Not much. You want to know a weird, quirky thing I've been into lately?
Okay, yes.
British synth pop. Yeah.
That's so, okay.
It's not weird.
Okay.
It is weird. But it, none of them are good singers, and I really like that about them.
That seems like the weirdest thing to like.
Like, and you can tell, you know how like, a lot of British accents will, like, go away when they start singing.
Yeah.
Well, these are so present. And it's just a British accent in a monotone voice the entire song. And I love it.
That's very questionable.
I don't think it... If I showed you, like, some of the songs, I feel like you would have heard them before.
Okay, give me one track.
Okay. Here, I Ran by A Flock of Seagulls. It's a one hit. There are one. My father showed me this.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about
another
it.
Another eye roll.
But I love it. But there's only like a couple that are like great. But they're like, they make your life feel like a John Hughes movie or something.
I have no idea who that is.
Again, he's the culture editor and why. John, oh my God, The Breakfast Club.
Okay, I know what The Breakfast Club is.
He directed it. Pretty in Pink, Molly Ringwald.
Yeah, I know her. Oh, okay, I saw 16 Candles. Okay, not a few under his belt. Oh, Home Alone. Oh.
It makes you feel like you're in one of those films.
I don't want to be in one of those films.
At all?
No.
Not even a little bit? Don't lie.
I mean.
Think about it.
I don't know.
On a completely unrelated note, to redeem myself, I listened to a little bit of Greta Van Fleet after one of our writers told
Maddie
us
Retta.
To. Maddie, pretty good. I showed them to my dad, like she said, too, in the article. He was not that impressed.
Oof.
Ooh, I know. He was like, this is a ripoff. But, and then, I know you said you don't use TikTok.
I don't.
But a lot of the music I listen to, I find on TikTok, which I feel like is how most people find music now, right?
I think that is so chaotic. I think that, yeah, that's the new radio, essentially. But I don't like that aesthetic. I feel like you should find music the way, the past way of, like, searching, you know?
But that's exhausting. And that's the reason I don't listen to that much music.
Okay.
Because I hate the first listen. I want to know the words.
Okay.
I want to know when the beat drops. I want to know when everything's coming.
You just want to know everything. Okay.
And then it's no not surprises. There. So then I only get through like 30 seconds of the song. And I'm like, anyways.
So you want to know it all and you're impatient about it.
Yes.
Wow, this is a chaotic music listening vibe. Okay, but like... Now, there was so many things in my head, but I cannot stop thinking about this one thing. There was, okay, listeners, if you don't know, the Culture Desk does these things, kind of like we make playlists. Like, the whole desk will, like, make a playlist for some songs. And one time, Annabelle put a song on there by Hozier that was, like, something about a hog body.
A bog body.
And I literally was editing the article. Confused.
It's not that weird. Yes, it's weird because it's a love ballad to a bog body. I do love Hozier.
Yeah.
I do love Hozier. But I'm an anthropology major.
Yeah.
We deal with a lot of bog bodies.
What is a bog body?
It is a body that has died and been buried in a peat bog.
What?
They're like found in like the UK, like Ireland, like disgusting wet places. And yeah, and the person dies and they're put under the peat and they basically are like preserved. Not perfectly. They still look really creepy when they find them.
Yeah.
But like they normally still have like hair and you can see their wounds, like how they died. But that song by Hozier is based off of an old Irish poem.
Yeah.
Because he's Irish.
I saw that.
So it's not that weird.
You heard it here first.
Bog bodies.
This summer, it's all about bog bodies.
It's a really beautiful song. The song is Like Real People Do. That's the name of the song. It is good. Check it out. It is good. I loved writing that in that playlist, though. Because I was like, I want everyone to know this is about a bog body.
Bog bodies. Summer.
The most summery thing.
Yeah, is a bog body.
It's a bog body.
Of course. Not like swimsuits,
no.
The beach.
Music,
the
no.
Bogs of Ireland.
Yeah. We need to stop going to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Stop going to Florida.
Yeah.
It's packed this time of year.
Right.
Take a trip to the bogs.
To the bogs. Off to the bogs. Okay, but like truly, let's get serious for a moment.
Oh, okay.
I'm sad that there is no song during this summer that I'm just like, I need to listen to this every single day. When I'm biking, when you're traveling, I feel like music, we need that. We need it.
I agree. I just told you that I listen to music on my commute.
But like bogs. What's your first track you play in the car?
I normally put on my repeated on the Spotify list. That just because it's all the songs I like. Because they're on repeat. So okay. They're right there.
I'm terrified currently. I'm sitting here spooked because I don't know how to feel.
It is not. Give me some tips on how to find music.
Okay, first, Spotify, even though I am an avid Apple Music user, I will never use. Wait, not ugh. Apple Music Hits. Spatial audio now.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either, but it's a thing that we can now do. And it's supposed to like be surround or whatever, but.
Do you get a fun end of the year playlist?
No, I don't. Okay. I just get this weird little thing that's like, these are all the songs you listen to. And it's not graphically beautiful. And it isn't up to date with Spotify. But it is something. And I am not mad at it.
Okay.
But
okay.
Spotify makes beautiful playlists of things that you might be interested in. And like the top 100 tracks. Why aren't you listening, Queen?
No excuse, I guess. Mm. But also, I'm impatient. What times during the day do you listen to music most?
What do you mean? What time? As if I'm like, I'm listening to music anytime I can.
I have friends like that.
I thought everyone was like that. This is so crazy. No. This is powerful.
I mean, okay, I spend 5 hours at my internship or at work. Okay, so that's nothing in the morning except my 30-minute commute.
Okay.
And so then I get to work and I don't want to miss my boss talking to me or I need to put on my customer service. My personality. And I can't have earbuds in. I mean, I probably could, but I don't want to. Mm. And then also, I'm a writer.
Okay.
I struggle writing when there's other people speaking in my, like, ears. Okay. So, like, I can't. How am I supposed to sit there and write an article while thought shit is playing in my ears? Like, I can't.
Oh, do you not? Okay, I can stand behind that because I think I can only listen to like Lana Del Rey when I'm writing articles because I know I'm so not going to listen to her at all. I'm not going to focus on those words at all. But like, I'll wake up listening to music because it gets me going.
You're going to get an ear infection.
How?
Having AirPods in your ears, it gives you moldy.
Clean them.
You do, but people still get these like huge tumor-like cells for having earbuds in too long.
That was scary. I'm terrified. Now I'm terrified. But, like, music is my life, queen. I have to. 24/7.
Not music is his life.
Truly. But, like, I can't comprehend the idea that people aren't 24/7 blaring music, you know?
Like, I just am doing other stuff.
You heard it here first. She's an occupied queen.
I'm doing other stuff.
She said she doesn't have the time.
If I'm not in the car, sometimes I'll listen to it at home. If I'm like cooking, yes, I've gotten into cooking.
I love that for you.
Thank you. when I'm cleaning.
Yeah, like when you're just like, I love the idea of you just being like, music is like a chore.
It kind of feels that way. There is a weird thing surrounding music. There's like a weird pressure to it that I can't deal with personally.
Chaotic. Okay, but like if I had one recommendation for you then. Okay. Here's my project for you this week, Annabelle. Okay. I want you to listen to a beautiful EP that just came out like this summer that I would say is the EP of the summer.
Okay.
And it is called Episodes, Season 1 by My Queen. My best close personal friend, Olivia O'Brien.
Okay.
From the hit track, I Hate You, I Love You. Do you know that track?
I don't think so.
Well.
I've heard you talk about her.
Yeah, heavily. Anytime I'm just like, oh, there's this going on, blah, blah, blah. I'll literally like be like, yeah. And if you were doing a review, because I constantly want someone to do a review on this because I couldn't, because I wouldn't be able to like separate anything. And I would just be like, I love her. But like, the EP, beautiful. It's iconic.
I'll listen to it. Yes. But I've never heard anyone talk about her other than you?
Because she's kind of underground.
Underground?
Not like underground, underground. People just don't like, they're not searching for music because it's a chore, I guess. Yeah. That was a little moment.
And then he says that giving me a chore to go listen to.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a little moment. We're going to give you a little bit of a track.
Okay.
This EP, first of all, I would like to say, is one of the most beautiful things because of the way it, like, Olivia O'Brien is self-aware in the way she writes music because she knows what she's going through. It's very relatable. There's tracks like Call Mom, which is about not wanting to be an adult anymore.
Okay.
There's a track called No More Friends, which is about not wanting a person in your life when they only want you, you know? That didn't make sense when she explains it. There's a track called We're All Gonna Die, which is existential and just about, like, avoiding your problems because we're probably all gonna die anyways, you know?
Yes.
And then there's a track called What Happens Now, which is about when you move on, what happens next? So which track? I'm gonna let you choose. Which track are you feeling?
I guess the dying one.
Great track.
It sounds like that one Noah Cyrus song.
Don't relate my friend to Noah Cyrus.
I'm not saying her music sounds like that. I'm just saying she has a song similar.
Yeah, I can't lie. I'm kind of a fan of Noah. But listen,
she too is canceled.
We'll discuss that in a second. But here's a little track from Olivia O'Brien. We'll be right back. Wait. Wait right there, listeners. To avoid a lawsuit, we won't actually be listening to any track by Olivia O'Brien right now. But after you finish up the episode, go check her out. You won't be sorry. Back to your regular scheduled programming.
I do like it. I'll check it out.
See?
I'll check out her.
See, music doesn't have to be a chore, queen.
But I just got the worst part out of the way for that song, at least.
What was listening
to it for the first time.
I'm so interested in this idea that, like, music can be tiring. Yeah, no, I've never. That's interesting.
There's things I prefer to music.
The spectrum of culture. What is your favorite culture?
Wait, as an anthropologist, I don't think I can answer that.
If you had to think, like, music, books, what is your favorite aspect?
I mean, deep down,
mm-hmm.
I want to say really badly books, because I loved books as a kid.
Okay.
And I got really out of them because, like, my parents threw a cell phone at me. And then I've slowly been getting back into reading, but there's absolutely no way it's, like, my favorite. Like, that, too, can sometimes be a chore.
Yeah.
If it's not the right book.
Yeah.
I know. I, when it's a good book, books.
Quirky.
Like, I'm not, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm not that big into movies.
We're just exposing everything today.
I really, really like the social aspect of movies. Like, I like going to the movies. Okay. I like watching movies with friends. But then, like, when I'm alone, I'm just kind of like, I have to watch this. You know?
Yeah.
Like, but I do like really kind of stupid, feel-good comedies. I can watch those by myself. I mean, I like art, like, I guess.
Anthropology.
Yes. I like things about every aspect of culture. Thank you.
That's really beautiful. That's truly
amazing. Is music your favorite aspect of culture?
Yes, because I think music takes everything. There's art, because you have to make album covers, music. There's also, like, a movie aspect because of music videos. Then there's the written part because of lyrics. And then just the musical. It ties everything together so well. Thank you. Wow. And that is culture. Here on Cultured, we dissect what is culture. What are we feeling about culture?
Right.
We're more than just your regular cultured girls.
We're cultured.
But yeah, okay, so music. I don't even know where we've been. Where have we been?
We've been mostly dissecting me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a rite of passage on your own culture. Let's get into things. But I think if I had to say anything about summer music or just the summer in general. I feel like Olivia O'Brien, she is the summer for me now. She's everything for me.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your summer track? Give it. Not what we would perceive as your summer track, but what is your summer track? If you put together your dad's 80s aesthetic, your 25-minute car ride, and the chore of it, what would be your summer track?
Oh, my God. Let me look at my Spotify for everyone here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Truly. Yeah, totally. I love that song too.
Yeah. That's my favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You should really see my on repeats. It's ridiculous.
Oh, we'll get into this.
You want me to like start naming?
Yes, name tracks.
Okay, Hermit the Frog by Marina and the Diamonds. I think the Diamonds are no more. I think it's just Marina. And then The Safety Dance, which is that British synth pop I've been telling y'all about. Heat Waves by Glass Animals, which is the most normal summer song on this list.
Okay.
That's in the top 100 right now. Yeah, that's like a radio. That's like that. Yeah. Mitski's on here.
Oh my gosh, nobody that.
No.
Oh.
The Washing Machine Heart song.
But is that nobody? Nobody.
Maybe.
Oof.
All of her songs, honestly, mold together.
I'm so weak.
It's been a while since I've listened to that one.
Mm-hmm.
Hozier's on here, but like kind of a more upbeat, non-bog body song.
Okay.
I think this one's about like a human being, probably. This one's funny. Roman Holiday by Nicki Minaj is on here.
Truly, always.
It's so funny. Queen is on here.
Queen? Don't Stop Me Now?
Not that. Yeah. I Want to Break Free. See, that's my father dipping in there a bit.
So quirky.
The Beach Boys.
I'm so confused.
I'm confused.
So name it now, Queen. What is your song of the summer?
This stresses me out. I'm going to say Heat Waves because it's the most normal song on there. And I'm not in the mood to get roasted by every single person who listens to this.
Well, Queen, this is our first episode. You have to. If Heat Waves. What if I. If I'll edit this one out, I guess. Or I'll bleep it. What is your true song of the summer?
I don't know.
Mmm.
I don't. I've been having the weirdest summer. It doesn't even feel like. It just feels. The only thing that feels summery is the warmth. And like everything else. And I've been to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've done things this summer. I went to the beach with my friends. My father got married.
Quirky.
And then I worked.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to another wedding soon, though.
Quirky.
And then the beach again.
Quirky. And summer still doesn't feel summer.
No.
Maybe we should just listen to Christmas music.
Okay.
Maybe that'll be our summer.
Okay. I'm wondering if it's like a COVID thing.
Yeah.
If that's why it doesn't feel like... I wonder if it's like, oh, you're not a kid anymore. Like, grow up.
So summer doesn't feel like summer.
Yeah, get a job.
I'm so tired. Is this what adults feel all the time? That's ugly.
I know.
Ugh.
I know. I mean, the sheer amount of work that I've been doing this summer has been unlike any other summer I've ever had before. Particularly last one, in which I did nothing.
Literally. And I was like, I was living my best life.
Same. No, same.
Because I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't do anything.
Literally.
I'm starting to think, is this how they felt at High School Musical when everybody had to work that summer? And they were like, what is this?
I think it's how... the people who actually had to work in their movie.
Not Troy.
Or Gabriella.
Very interesting.
Not the lifeguard. He was just a pretty face there.
Now we were the background characters in our own summer.
Literally.
I thought we were main characters.
We're Chad.
Sour.
Yeah. Sour. We're like the one who discovers that he likes cooking.
Ugh. Love him. But, like, you could have did that at home.
Like, literally, just go in the kitchen.
Yeah. And they spent their summer like that.
Took a whole job.
Yeah. Look at us. We're spending our summer at, like, High School Musical 2.
Except not at a resort. There's no pool anywhere near us.
We're not singing because there's no song of the summer.
No song of the summer. Was that the peak of music?
I hate to say it. I hope it don't sound ridiculous. Yes. And with that, I must say, I guess I have to go my own way, queen.
Good one.
Right. Well, I'm Jeffrey.
And I'm Annabelle.
And we're cultured. Thank you all. Goodbye and good night.